It's News Talk Tonight on the iHeartRadio Talk Network. Here's your host, Jim Richards.
Coming up in about 15 minutes' time, it's your segment called The Draft, like a sports draft, NFL, NHL. We will have two different teams, and the category for the draft will be they will be picking back and forth. Although, Ben, I still haven't discerned or figured out who's got the number one pick. How are we going to figure out who has the number one pick?
Draft lottery?
I guess we'll have to have some sort of... Can you put names in a hat?
Yeah, of course.
And I will pick box. Yeah. There's only two names. That's the only thing I can think, unless we have a dice and we have them pick. We'll figure it out, folks. Let's not let it ruin the concept of on paper what we hope will be a good segment. We'll have them be picking greatest Canadian charismatic politicians of all time, dead or alive. You hear me? Dead or alive. That coming up in about 15 minutes' time on the segment called The Draft. Right now, and then after that, we're going to go wall to wall with reaction to what's happening in America. We'll be talking to some reporters from NBC down in the United States about the midterms. And we'll talk to Joe Walsh, not the musician, but the former politician and former talk show host who was a really huge name in conservative talk show radio until he decided, hey, I'm still conservative, but I'm not buying in on any of this Trump stuff. And then he was kind of ostracized. Basically, there's a lot of people who will just go along with the thing because they get a paycheck, but he basically took a big pile of money and got a blowtorch and set his life ablaze by saying, hey, you know what? I can't do this any longer. And when you look at a lot of those politicians down there, and he knows them because he was a congressman, and he'll talk about the fact that a lot of the people that he worked with, his colleagues, are just kind of, lying through their teeth. Or swallowing it just to keep the paycheck. First, though, coming up in November, in a couple of days, 2 days actually, if you work for a company, and this could be happening in your province too, but it starts in the province of Ontario, employers of more than 25 people must disclose their electronic monitoring policies, meaning employees, if you're driving a truck or if your employee has a work computer at home, any number of different things, employees will need to be sent a copy of the policy either electronically or a hard copy. The policy must address who, when, why, and how they will be monitored, and the policy doesn't give any new rights to employees. To talk about that, from Robbins Appleby is Barbara Green. Barbara is a partner there. Barbara, thank you very much for your time.
You're welcome. It's a pleasure to be here.
Barbara,
virtually.
Who amongst your friends or family is allowed to call you Babs?
How about absolutely nobody?
Nobody?
Nobody.
Do they go by Barb ever?
You know what? I hope this doesn't offend anybody, but Barb reminds me of a bus driver. Maybe I was little and there was a bus driver named Barb who used to take us places, but it's Barbara, and for people who are close to me, it's Barbie, but please don't call me Barbie.
Okay, I will not call you Barbie. So let's go through this again just for people listening at home. It's Barbara, not Babs or Barb. That's a bus driver, and maybe only to close people, Barbie. Okay, so what are your thoughts on this idea that employees should be able to know how they're being monitored by the employer?
Yeah, I think the goal here is transparency. I'm not saying employers never monitored before, and I will tell you a story because I think it's funny, but I had a client years ago who told me that they were monitoring their employees, and they discovered that one of their employees was working full-time for somebody else at the same time as being employed full-time for my client. And I called the case, the job's so nice, it pays twice. So you can tell that my client got rid of that employee. So I think employers have often monitored employees, but we're looking for transparency so that employees get to know, and I think you put it properly, how, when, and where they are being monitored and for what purpose are they being monitored.
Yeah. So all of these things that are being enacted in Ontario coming up in 2 days, do they all dovetail with privacy legislation?
It's a really good question because this is really new legislation. And I thought about the interplay between privacy rights and electronic monitoring. So just to be clear, the electronic monitoring policy does not provide for greater privacy rights to employees. And I think it will be interesting to see that interplay between what are my protections as an employee, if anything, versus what is my employer allowed to know about me when I'm using their devices or I'm working on an employer platform from home.
Yeah. Is there any way, I'm just trying to think of the unintended consequences of this, because if I'm driving a company vehicle or if I'm on the clock for my boss and he's just wants to know that the keyboard is still being typed away, I can't see anything wrong with that. But what are the unintended consequences that might come from this? Can you think of any?
Yeah, you know what? I mean, the obvious one is fear. Right? Like, in one of the implications of this legislation was, oh my goodness, my employer is spying on me. How can this be? And I think employees are fearful. Like, what if I check a personal email on my employer time? What if I surf the internet to buy something and it takes me 5 minutes? I think that's the, like, unintentional consequence is fear, where the intention is supposed to be transparency.
What if you put a piece of tape over your work-supplied computer and you put a piece of tape over the camera? Would they be able to tell you, hey, Larry, probably a guy named Larry, take the tape off of the camera because we want to be able to know that you are working. But Larry's, hey, I just got out of the shower or I like to work in my underpants.
Well, question. Like, you kind of wonder what people are doing when they're working remotely as a starting point. But, I mean, employers get to, for the most part, dictate the circumstances under which their employees are working. So if the employer has a policy and says, hey, you got to keep your camera on and for God's sake, please take off the tape, your employer gets to dictate that. And I think we have a lot, I mean, employers are well advised to have clear policies about all of these things. So what are the expectations? Like, it's always good to have transparency on the part of an employer and an employee. Like,
yeah.
The employee should know what's expected, and the employer should be clearly setting out what are the expectations.
Yeah, I mean, clearly, if you're an employer and you think, oh, I've had no problem, or an employee and you think, yeah, I've had no problem with my employer, so I'm not going to look into this because there's so many things in the workplace that I have not looked into in terms of, it doesn't matter, actually, but people should know, people should definitely know their rights. Listen, Barbara Not Babs Green, partner at Robbins and Appleby, thank you very much for your time.
My pleasure.
You be on the lookout for anybody who's going to call you Babs, okay?
I'll be taking care of it.
Appreciate your time. Straight ahead, it is the draft, first draft in talk radio history, I think. The topic is most charismatic Canadian politician of all time, dead or alive. Two teams, three rounds. We'll see what we get next on News Talk Tonight.